Why are you so special? What makes you so different? Why are you doing this? Lift up your eyes from where you are, and look north and south, east and west. After a week of waiting,
WFOD
begins now.
Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
Why do we have so many Australians?
What is that? What is that?
Travis, all the Australians, all the actors are Australian guys.
Because they're good fucking actors.
Is that what it is? They're good?
And we've been doing this.
Broads are really hot.
We've been doing this for a really long time, Mike, and that was probably
a weird question.
Mark,
with
Mark,
all these Australians.
No offense, Mark.
With all these
hello and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I'm joined, of course, by my good friend, the king of pranks, the albino alligator popcorn bitch, Jaguar Impressive, Coach T. Mr. Travis Hulse is here, everyone.
I've also been known to go by the Pork Chop Prince, so.
No. Matt is here as well, everyone. Hello, Matt.
Yes, I want you to know that I am this year's, the 2019 Hand Turkey Month champion.
Congratulations, Matt. Congratulations. The greatest of honors. The greatest of honors. The Hand Turkey Champion. The only applicant, by the way, mm-hmm. for the Hand Turkey.
Goddamn right.
And Matt, making his grand return, my good friend, Mr. Drunkard STL on the Twitters is here, everyone.
Woo! Well, hello.
He still sounds
better.
I mean, a little bit, but he still sounds pretty terrible. Can we?
When was the last time he was on? Like 3 weeks ago? I hear no improvement whatsoever.
It's not so bad.
Guys, phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype.
It's not so bad because he's just gotten used to it. Like, this is now becoming his new life.
Yeah,
he's adapted.
Do you think it's possible I did permanent damage?
Definitely.
Is that a thing?
That's, I think, wasn't it the lead singer of Avenged Sevenfold? I think he blew his vocal cords and then he had to figure out a different way to sing.
Yeah.
I think I sound like NCAA basketball coach during March Madness.
Travis, while me and Drunk are sitting here, Drunk told me the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
You have a little time before the show where you guys get to chit chat, right?
He told me, Travis, for frequent listeners of the program, if you're new to the show, Drunk bought a new automobile a while ago. And since he's bought this car, he's just had nothing but problems. Like, he's had to get jump started. And this is a new car, isn't it?
Did that Mazda break down on you again?
It's a Nissan. Well,
Nissans suck.
Apparently, Matt, I'll tell you what, this show is doing no commercials for Nissans lately.
It's because you didn't buy American, boy.
It's a 2018 that I bought in January of 2019. So almost a year I've had it now.
Drunk, what happened to your car this time?
So... Sunday after work, get in my car, turn it on, and it's shaking like I'm driving like a 30-year-old diesel truck. Well, that's not right.
You sound like a 30-year-old diesel.
So I'm driving down the highway. My check engine light comes on. And I'm like, damn it. I got to open tomorrow. Guess what I know I'm doing, what I'm doing after work. So after work on Monday, I take it to the handy dandy Nissan dealership and pull into their little garage, go to the service guy, tell him, hey, my shit's shaking like a diesel and my check engine light comes on. He gets in, drives it about 4 feet, and he's like, oh yeah, I can tell something's wrong with this thing.
So he diagnosed it.
So they take it to the back so you can know they can run their little computer codes or whatever the fuck they do nowadays to these things. And they pop the hood, and I have a rat living in my car. And unfortunately, rats chewing wires is not covered under warranty.
Oh, no.
So
not even a mouse. It was a full-blown rat.
Yeah, full-blown.
It's a rat that's hungry for cars, Travis.
It was a big one. The tail was about as big as a mouse. It was,
oh, they're starting to adapt. They're starting to eat our machinery.
So they chewed up the wires, and you know, $500 later, I got my car fixed.
Now, in this instance, do they call like the Orkin man to come out before they fix your car?
Somebody more manly than I did trapped the rat, and he asked me if I wanted it. I told him.
But how do you know that, like, the rat didn't have a bunch of rat babies who also are hungry for car?
I asked them that, and they said no. There's no rat.
What do you want the rat for? What do they figure that you want to take it home and like feed it?
Oh, they gave it to you?
They asked if I wanted it. I told them no, thank you.
Oh yeah, I got a snake at home. This rat's gonna fucking pay.
I wouldn't feed that rat to a snake, Travis. It's got a bunch of metal in it.
Obviously, they were joking, but. You know,
you should have fucking grabbed it and threw it at him and said, does this look like a joke? I'm $500 poorer, buddy.
So I put that on the Nissan credit card I was forced to get from the last time, you know, had to get work done.
Did they at least give you a free car wash again like the last time?
They did. Yeah.
Oh, you got the car wash. That's pretty good. Hey, Travis, I got rear-ended today.
What?
Oh, no. On my way home. Yeah.
In traffic?
Yeah, I was driving like we were in real slow moving traffic, and this lady just bumped me a little bit, and I got out of my car and I went and looked at the back of my car, and she rolled down the window, and she said, "Did I do any damage?" And I said, "Not that I can tell." And she said, "All right then," and pulled around me and drove off.
What?
She just drove off, Matt!
Did you get her license plate number?
I did. Do you want it?
Well, ooh. She did give you an opportunity to tell her that she did or did not do damage.
It's WJ7N4Y, if you
I mean,
want
she
that.
She yeah. did her due diligence, right? Like, oh, did I do anything?
Yeah, no? She made sure that she didn't do any damage first. And then she just drove away. It was an elderly black woman, Matt.
Yeah, I've had that happen before. I've been rear-ended and then the person just take off around you. And it sucks. Like it's, you know, I didn't get the license plate when it happened to me, but at least you have it. So you can, you know, call it in.
But that's why we need the surveillance state.
Yeah. So what do I do? Do I call the police and I say, hey, this lady hit me and drove off, but she did no damage.
Yeah.
Are
you not going to be making you're not making a claim or anything?
You also have a newer car, so your backup camera should have caught it, too.
Does it save stuff?
It does.
Huh. It does?
I think so. Pretty sure.
Well, that's kind of neat. I didn't know that.
Well, what you got to do if you're looking for a little spare cash is take a baseball bat to the back bumper and
put a crack in
file
it?
File a claim. Crack it and pocket the money.
I guess I didn't like make any gestures at it that would signify that like I wanted to talk more. Maybe like I didn't seem all that concerned. I don't know. Maybe I was doing something with my body language.
What kind of nudge was it?
Well, I mean, like, you know, we were almost to a stop and she just kind of like bumped into the back of me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So no damage? No damage?
Not that I can tell, Matt, but, you know, maybe it's like micro damage.
What kind of car was she driving?
Internal.
It was
damage
a small car.
So yeah, she probably got worse of it than
you. I mean, it's no rat chewing up wiring. My story. It's a thing that happens in the world.
I got a new windshield like a week ago.
Oh, congrats!
Thanks, appreciate that.
I got a chip in my windshield.
Already?
Probably need to take that.
Oh, that's what I had, and then I repaired it myself with a special kit from the Walmart made by Rain-X, and it lasted quite a while, and then once the weather changed, it decided to spider, so I was like, damn, I gotta pay for a new windshield.
Wait a minute. Your insurance doesn't cover that?
No.
Dude, we get, like, unlimited windshields here in Massachusetts.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter because I have like a $500 deductible. So, yeah.
Matt, do you ever just fuck up your windshield just because you can?
When's the last time you got a windshield, Travis?
This was the first time.
It's well over $300.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you right now.
My windshield was $300. It was $300.11 with tax.
Any insurance company you get here in Massachusetts, that bitch comes free. If you crack your windshield at all, the service is free. They'll replace it.
Do you guys have a lot of logging trucks and whatnot that throw rocks?
We got a lot of snow, and I think it gets on top of the trucks and, you know, flies off and cracks windshields and shit like that. But
we got that.
Travis, yeah, Matt's been spending the night in hotels the last couple days
I've been camping out. We had a big blizzard that came through, and I've been in a hotel Sunday and Monday.
Oh, because you're powerless?
No, just because I live really far from where I work.
Oh, I see.
And you know, they put me up so that I didn't have to drive.
Oh, so you've been a single guy for a handful of days?
Yeah, yeah.
That's always fun.
Mostly at work though, like, you know, and then it is nice. I did lay in my bed and watch Sneaky Pete and eat chicken wings.
Oh, that's the best. That's hotel living at its finest, when you eat shit that shouldn't be eaten in a bed.
Watching Sneaky Pete and drinking bourbon and pounding Miller Lights. It was pretty great.
Matt, have you checked with your insurance to if they have like some kind of supplemental rat insurance that you can get? Something that you can...
I'm sure in like a full coverage scenario that would be covered, but I don't think there's a rat insurance.
Claws. I think it's like if you're like in a floodplain for your house, like you have to get flood insurance or whatever through FEMA. I feel like if you're in like a rat zone, it's probably an add-on.
Well, what isn't a rat zone?
Now, is there like a rat map that you can check to see if you're affected by the rats?
I would think so. There's probably something online, like if you go on to your power company when there's power outages and it kind of just has those little red dots.
Yeah.
I would assume that there's probably a rat map.
I work near a river, so.
Travis.
Oh, yeah. They love the river.
Just this last week, the pop superstar Kesha put out a new song. Are you familiar with Kesha?
Her and Pitbull did that one song.
Well, she also brushes her teeth with a bottle of Jack.
Yeah, because she's a party girl, Matt. But in recent years, she has not been a party girl because she was...
And she's become quite the front to the feminist movement.
Katy Perry is the same way. She started out by kissing a girl and liking it, and now she's all about feminist power.
Now, what Kesha did...
I think this is a lot different. Katy Perry is still putting out like pop trash, where I think Kesha... her music is more respected.
Like full gospel?
Well, she was kind of the start of the Me Too movement.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Dr. John was messing with her.
No, like, she was a part of it. I don't know that she was the start of it.
No, it's Dr. J.
I won't say the start.
Dr. J.
Yeah.
She was in some weird situation with her record label where
It wasn't Dr. John. Dr. John is the porno place, right?
Is it Dr. Oz?
No, Travis, it's the record guy, Dr. J. Anyway,
he was doing stuff like he was being inappropriate
Harvey
Kesha.
Travis, you will be really excited to know that Kesha's new single is a Y'all Want a Single. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Ain't that like Limp Bizkit, Y'all Want a Single?
Oh, as a corn song.
That's corn, buddy. You all want a single, say fuck that.
Yeah. Fuck that. See, the message of this song is, hey, guys, don't ask me to make Kesha songs. I'm doing a different thing now. And so she just put out a new song, and the lyrics, Travis, it's you're the party girl, you're the tragedy. But the funny thing is, I'm fucking everything.
Can you kids pop that shit?
You're the party girl, you're the tragedy. But the funny thing is, I'm fucking everything.
Wait a minute.
Travis, she's more than just the party girl and the tragedy. She's all kinds of stuff.
Like somebody who fucks everything.
Sometimes she's sad. No, I don't think it's she's fucking everything, Travis. I think it's she's fucking everything.
Oh,
I think, Travis, I could be wrong.
I think it's supposed to have both meanings. Like, I think it means that she's fucking everything. That she is fucking everything.
That doesn't seem very radio friendly.
It doesn't, Travis. See, the song has potty language in it, and that is unacceptable.
Radio in it, right?
So, Travis, the question that I have for you, and this is pretty important.
Can you kids bop that shit?
Travis, do you think maybe you could kids bop that shit?
Kids bop that shit! Oh, yeah, brand new Kesha. I mean, I'm happy to try to take a stab at this because, you know, if she's got a new single out, I think we need to get this on a kids bop ASAP. So,
y'all want a single? She says, fuck that.
She sure does. But we can't be showing this to the kids. They can't be hearing this with their ear holes. So we're going to have to go and clean that up for her. So you're a smarty girl. You learn happily. And you study things. Girl reading everything.
See, that's about education. About education. You fucking nailed that one.
About education. Bring a powerful message to young girls everywhere.
Travis, I also I don't know if you've seen the trend going on lately, but
Tide Pods.
The president of the United States, he co-signed this. There's currently like people doing something called the MAGA challenge, which is rapping about their love for Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
I fell into like a rabbit hole the other day watching MAGA challenge because, you know, it's all like really corny white people rapping. And it's just like a cornucopia of dipshits.
I noticed that you were sending them to me fast and furious. And it did seem like people who grew up on like Kid Rock and like Limp Bizkit is what all of the things sounded like.
And I have a favorite. I sent it to you, and I encourage you to watch it. But it was like the third or fourth one I sent you, and you might not have clicked it.
Is this the one that sounded like Uncle Cracker?
No. It was the boy with the big poofy hair.
I don't know
if this is fake or not, Matt. I'm going to play this. I want you to tell me if you think this is fake.
Drunk dying
in the background. I'm trying to power through, Matt. He's having a rough go of it, Matt. I think he still has bronchitis.
I don't think he's ever had bronchitis. I actually think he has throat cancer.
Do you think that all of this was somehow caused by like a rat bite?
Yeah.
Like rat man.
It's all of it.
Rat man.
Do you have the proportional strength of a rat drunk?
I guess so.
Are rats super strong?
No.
Guys, by the way, coming up after the break, we're going to be talking to...
It's funny you say that because coming up here in the next 2 months or so is the year of the rat.
Oh, my God. That's when the transformation will take place.
I, myself, was born in the year of the rat.
Oh, my God. Moon and the planet Mars are like lining up.
All right.
It's all lining up. Yeah, guys, Jasmine Shojai is going to be on the program. She's a Playboy playmate. We're going to be talking to her pretty soon. So
I got some good questions for Jasmine.
Matt, I can't even imagine what kind of questions you have for
her. I wrote them all down on a sticky pad.
Matt, tell me if this is fake or not.
You know why it's sticky.
I'm going to...
Hey-o.
Rat man just fucking
shock
nailed
shock
you.
In the morning.
Easy, stand back, cause drunk's gonna get crazy.
Matt, I'm gonna power through. Matt, tell me if this is fake or not. Is this guy real or is this guy fake?
What's good, my fellow Americans? Are we ready to get this shit cracking from my main man?
Is that Uncle Hall?
My main man, Donald Trump. We taking over, baby. This MAG Challenge 2019.
There's a lot of intro.
For life, okay? Woo! Let's go. All right, drop that fucking track, DJ, please.
Ooh. By the way, Matt.
He's his own DJ.
Yeah, he leaves the screen to go hit play.
So he's shouting at himself to hit that fucking
track. So he yells, DJ, play the track, but then he goes to play the track.
Oh, a little editing would go a long way.
It's a sick beat.
Oh, I heard this on that free beat website.
Yeah. Slimes for Trump. Let's fucking go.
See, he couldn't yell because his mom's in the next room. so he kind of does it. Let's fucking go, guys.
His sister's doing it in her homework.
Donald Trump. Let's fuck in the butt. I'm trying to hump in my truck. No fucks given.
Is this real, Matt?
No.
You think it's fake?
I didn't listen to this one. I wish I would have.
I might just keep living. I'm flowing for Donald Trump, baby. I'm red-pilled. I think I'm crazy. Fuck those libtards. They can't take a joke. Huh. On this dick, I'm gonna make you choke.
Wait. Is he... Now, does it just rhyme or is he talking about sexually assaulting Donald Trump?
That's what it sounds like to me.
I think he's talking about Trump's non-supporters. He's going to make them.
Oh, he's going to make them choke. Maybe I didn't understand. So he's going to make the libtards choke.
Yes.
For Trump, let's fucking go.
I need to hear it one more time. Maybe I missed
him kind of softly saying, let's fucking
Donald
go.
Donald Trump.
There's like no passion behind
in
that.
The butt. I'm trying to hump.
Now, did he write this, or do you think that this is a freestyle?
Oh, this is freestyle all day.
He fivered that shit.
In my truck, no fucks given. I might just keep living. I'm flowing for Donald Trump, baby. I'm red pilled. I think I'm crazy. Fuck those libtards. They can't take a joke. Huh. On his dick, I'ma make you choke.
Oh right, yeah. Fuck the libtards. They can't take a joke on his.
Oh, so he should have said make them choke. It would have been much clearer.
No, I get it now.
Trump, bitch, you my bae.
It's make him not. E-M, not H-I-M. Make M choke.
Make choke?
M choke.
Oh, make
On his M. On his gonna, penis. Oh.
Yeah.
He's going
to make him say, Make him say,
Shaniqua don't live here no more.
Is this a guy trying to be funny, or is this a guy trying to be cool?
Without seeing this guy... When I was that age,
looks exactly like he sounds.
When I was that age, I was trying to do the same thing too.
Trying to be cool,
trying to be a rapper.
But you know, that's like the same time 8 Mile came out too. So
every suburban
Caucasian was trying to be a rapper at that time.
I don't think I ever went through a rap phase, although I did have a hit song. Did I tell you guys? That
you know me, WTF Spaghetti, and Teapots are in a rap group called Caucasian Invasion.
I did know that. Yeah, I had a rap song on my MySpace page drunk, and the creepy crawl reached out to me. And they said, hey, man, we think that your music is just what we're looking for, and you should come play the... I think it was like a bringer show. Like, they just thought that, you know, I'd bring my following to the creepy crawl to hear my hit single, Ride the Fire Truck.
Yeah, you still have that?
Ride the Fire Truck?
Yeah,
I'm sure you can find
it. I'm pretty sure Ride the Fire Truck probably was played on an early episode of this program.
You got to hack back into your MySpace page and get a new version.
Can you remix it for 2020?
I don't think you can. I think that Justin Timberlake bought MySpace and deleted it.
You can get in there
everything.
With the Wayback Machine.
Yeah, MC Woo Kid, you know that's right. That was my rap name. And I had a hit song, Ride the Fire Truck. that got the attention of the Creepy Crawl guys. The Creepy Crawl RIP is no longer around, but they did. They messaged me. They wanted.
Oh man, you need to pour out some sangria for them.
Yeah, guys.
Just so you know how long ago that was, my rapper name was D Rizzle.
D Rizzle?
D Rizzle.
Mine was T Money.
Everybody's baby now. I think there's a baby, a da baby, a lil baby. There's like 10 babies now.
Did you see? I jumped on Twitter real quick today, which I don't normally do, but just looking at the trending thing and. They were asking Laura Dern for some reason what she thought about Baby Yoda, and she responded that she saw him at a basketball game, and that you know that it was an NBA game, and that's all she was going to say about that. So I'm assuming that Laura Dern thinks Baby Yoda is a rapper of some sort.
Guys, I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go to break. Baby Yoda, it would be a good rap name.
It's pretty good rap name.
The babies, they're so hot right now, Travis.
Oh, so hot.
We're going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Playboy Playmate Jasmine Shojai. So stick around, guys.
We'll be right back. Now, back to good, wholesome, politically correct entertainment. Oops, wrong station.
If you want your Affliction shirts back, you got to come get them. Strangelabel.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Vince McMahon.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining today's press conference. The new XFL will kick off in 2020, and quite frankly, we're going to give the game of football back to fans. I'm sure you want to get to some questions, so fire away.
We'll take our first question from Chris Palmieri with Bloomberg News.
Hello, yeah, hi, Vince. Can you say if the controversy about bending knee and the rating slump that the NFL has had seen played a role in your thinking about launching this now?
No. I've always wanted to relaunch and have this plan for some time.
We'll take our next question from Tom Krasovic with the San Diego Union Tribune.
Hi. Will President Trump support this in any way, even if it's just... with statements.
As far as our league is concerned, it'll have nothing to do with politics. Absolutely nothing, and nothing to do with social issues either. We're there to play football.
And we'll take our next question from John Lafayette with BNC.
Hello, John.
Yeah, hi, Vince. Would you say that if the players refuse to stand on the sideline, you'll go down there and step up to them and say, "You're fired!"
My apologies, it's Richard Deitch with Sports Illustrated.
Okay, let's go to Richard.
How are you going to keep players, you talked a little bit about keeping politics out of this game. Are you going to suspend players if they have political opinions? Is there going to be no free speech?
The national anthem is a time-honored tradition that's played to this day and many, many years in the past prior to most athletic events in our country and in other countries. So whatever our rules are is what everyone will abide by.
We'll take our next question from Roger Simmons with the Orlando Sentinel.
Hello, Roger.
Yeah, hi, Vince. If you could name your players' activities during the anthem on the sidelines after a Stephen King novel, what Stephen King novel would you pick? Is it The Stand?
We'll take our next question from Emma Ackerman with Bloomberg News.
If you're sick.
Thank you all for joining us today, and I'm sure there are going to be a lot more questions, and we're going to be asking a lot more questions and listening to all of you. Thank you very much for joining us.
I wipe as best I can, but there's always more.
Beep. And now, Drunk reads our iTunes reviews in an Australian accent.
From DFS FSDDFDDTE. Dicks. Bad. 5 stars. Thanks, DFS FSSDDFDDTE.
Want Drunk to read yours? rate and review us on iTunes.
A woman. Exotic and exciting. Once again, WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Watch out, oh girls, you know we've got to. Watch out, girls, you know we've got to. Watch out, here comes the playboys and playboys. Watch out, here comes the playboys and playboys. Watch out, here comes the playboy. Hey boy, get away from my door. I heard about the lovers you had before. You took the love boy, came on tour. Oh yeah. And lost their hearts and run as though it was a playboy. Well, playboy.
Guys, welcome back. Our guest tonight is a Playboy cover model whose new reality web series debuts in 2020 on DailyMotion.com. Guys, Jasmine Shojai is here. Hello, Jasmine.
Hi.
How are you doing tonight? Are you doing good?
I'm very well. Just so busy this time of year.
Oh, it's the busy season for you?
I don't know. Just a lot of running around. I think we have a lot of projects next year that we are kind of finalizing now in preparation for it, if that makes sense. So it's been crazy. And then I got hacked on Instagram, so I'm still communicating with their support to try and verify that I am who I am. So it's a bit of a funny time right now.
What happens to Jasmine Shojai's Instagram when it's hacked? Does Jasmine Shojai start peddling some wares that you wouldn't normally pedal?
Well, nothing actually happened, which is great. So I guess from a security point of view, yeah, they are locked out, but I'm locked out as well. So it was so out of the blue. So at the moment, I'm kind of got that in the back of my mind, and yeah, then of course a lot of other stuff that I'm preparing for next year.
Your reality show, I'm kind of interested in. So this is online only?
It's online only. It's actually exclusive to the Daily Motion, and I guess this platform isn't as old as YouTube, but yeah, they are a pretty good platform, and a lot of people and legitimate companies put their videos up on there.
So do you have a crew following you around, or how is this set up? Is this like a 15-minute, half hour, hour long? Like what? How's it being filmed?
So a lot of the actual channel will have all different sorts of videos. So I've actually split things into categories that will make things even more obvious. So you'll have the behind the scenes content, which is, you know, the videos are pretty fun because you really get to see what happens. And then you have the Playboy Diaries. So a lot of my Playmate videos or Playboy adventures are on there, including any shoots that I do. And then, of course, the online web series is pretty much, yeah, like a reality show. So I will have a small crew, or, you know, somebody assisting me and following me around. And the episode itself would be a monthly thing. It would be around 20 minutes long. So we want to keep things entertaining, but very nice and simple. So yeah, People can expect really good quality videos, and there will always be new stuff coming in on a monthly basis. So it gives time for people to really get into the whole channel. And we launched a few days ago. We've got close to 100 views already. So that's, you know, pretty reasonable start. So we're really trying to get more people to at least watch and follow the channel. So, yeah. So they have to go to www.dailymotion.com/JasmineShojaiTV. I have a YouTube channel as well, which will have very similar videos. But with that, there won't be a reality show. So the reality show or the reality web series will be exclusive to the Daily Motion.
Gotcha. And what type of things are you getting into? Like, what adventures does Jasmine Shojai go into.
Yeah, are people going to be able to watch you like stop in at a Burger King and order like a Whopper Jr. or something? Is that what you're looking at?
Yeah, well, you know, there'll be a lot of different adventures. There'll be a lot of like, yeah, casual adventures like that. It will really be just getting to know me and everything that's been happening with me. It's definitely been a crazy year, and I've opened up to so many people about this, so I'm not really too shy right now. But like, I had somebody stalk me to my apartment earlier this year. I had what else happened? I had someone follow me in the mall. Like, it's just been crazy. And then of course
the same person, or you have like a whole team of people following you around and getting in your Instagram? What's going on over there, Jasmine?
I have no idea. Like, I'm laughing about it, which maybe it helps me kind of think not too negatively, you know, because that's another thing I learned, that whilst a lot of stuff can kind of get out of a hand, you know, you have to be a little bit optimistic about, you know, when you look at the bigger picture, you know, because I guess, you know, when you really think about it, there could be worse circumstances out there. So for me, like, I've definitely learned a lot from this year. And yeah, I just know this little, like, all this big web series and video content that I'm putting online, it's going to be extremely creative. It's going to be extremely entertaining. So I'm really, you know, looking forward to showcasing, yeah, everything that I'm getting up to. So,
you know, I guess Jasmine, silver lining, Travis, because if you're making a reality show, it's a great time to start having people following you home from the mall and stuff.
Oh, as long as it sucks.
It's scary.
Yes. But as long as everybody's safe,
yeah, it's
you
great
couldn't
content.
Write a better premise.
I mean, I think the safety thing is probably the most important piece of that.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I won't lie. I was scared when at the time that it happens, because, you know, I don't want to scare too many people. But when it happens to you and you're not expecting it,
yeah,
right in that, you're like, oh, my God, like, what do I do?
Well, yeah, you should be concerned. Post, pre, during, all of it, there should be some concern.
You got to get yourself a gun.
Yeah, well. Yes. And do not learn how to use it.
No, that's key. That's key. Don't take any lessons at all.
No just lessons at gun. All. Just buy a gun. So, Jasmine, you're on the cover of Playboy coming up, or is it an issue that's been released?
It is the October issue, Matt.
It's the October issue in Croatia. They have a pretty cool platform going on over there. They really have stuck to the original concept of Playboy. A lot of the international editions have done so. Whereas I keep hearing from a lot of industry professionals that Playboy US has changed a lot, which is fine as well. I think, you know, being creative doesn't mean you have to stay the same all the time.
I mean, you have to adapt.
We're a bunch of prudes over here, so.
We are. I don't know what we have going on anymore. I haven't picked up an issue of Playboy, and I couldn't tell you how long. But what's that like? Like, how do you land an issue of Playboy? Like, you're modeling beforehand, and then somebody sees you and goes, "Oh my God, this is it. This is who I need for October." Like, how does
or
that
do you
all...
not do you knock on the Playboy door and say, "Hey, I'm interested in being in your magazine"?
Yeah. Well, for me, it wasn't knocking on a legitimate door. It was networking with people, and this is going back, you know, 2 years ago when I was really getting into glamour modeling. It was about connecting with people, you know, knowing the right photographers and the photographers that actually photographed for Playboy, and getting in touch with them. And in my case, for this cover and last year's cover, I had to go to Canada to shoot this, which was fine by me. I love traveling. And I went to Toronto, to be exact, and I shot with Anthony Randall. So he shoots for Playboy a lot, and Playboy Croatia specifically, I think. So we got that organized, obviously, in beforehand, or, you know, my management were also involved, and it happened. And I mean, prior to these covers, I had done features for some international Playboy editions as well. I had done an interview with Maxim USA, so it's I've done quite a lot, you know, looking back. So I think it, you know what I mean? I think it's definitely been an amazing adventure. And I think, yeah, one of the my biggest goals, like, and I didn't really realize this until all of this stuff happened this year, was video content, because I love acting as well. So video content was something I really wanted to push on. So you can expect a lot of that next year and onwards. So,
well, which is good, because it seems like Playboy is trying to keep you away from us Americans. So if you're putting out video content, at least we'll have some access, right?
We can definitely tap into what Jasmine Shojai is doing.
Jasmine, did you have AOL Instant Messenger back when that was a thing?
No, I never did.
That might be before your time. I was going to say,
I feel like Jasmine's much younger than us.
You're considerably younger than us, Jasmine. back in the AOL Instant Messenger days, I met a girl in an online chat room from Mesa, Arizona. And we began talking on AOL Instant Messenger for a long time. And she started sending me suggestive photographs. And she asked me to reciprocate and send suggestive photographs back to her. And eventually I sent one. I sent her a picture of the full frontal mic, the whole damn thing, Matt.
Soon after
this girl from Mesa, Arizona, she stopped talking to me.
She
ghosted me. And for all I know, she no longer exists. Like, she just disappeared, Matt. But I'll tell you, that was probably 20 years ago. And in the back of my head, every few weeks, I remember there's a picture of my penis somewhere. Like, someone has it. And so, like, I'm wondering what the disconnect is. Because, I mean, like, you probably, I mean, you know that there's nude photographs of you in the world. Is it a confidence issue? What's the disconnect between me and you that I stress out about one gal from Mesa, Arizona, who has a picture of my penis, and like you've been published in magazines, and I'm like, you probably have no idea who has and hasn't seen you naked. Is it just confidence? Is it?
Yeah, I think looking at pictures of Jasmine, she definitely
I am a frumpy gentleman, Matt. That's probably...
Yeah, I was going to say...
Well, and you probably shouldn't worry about it, Mike, because that gal, if she even existed in the first place, she was probably on like some old desktop Hewlett-Packard that's probably in a landfill somewhere now. The hard drive's buried like 200 feet underground.
I just worry that one day that picture will come back, Travis.
You need to give Mike some tips on how to take a good naked picture.
Is it lighting?
All right. to be honest, the number one thing that obviously helps is you knowing how to pose, whether you have clothes on or not, and the actual camera that you're using or phone. So I realized dramatically over the last 3 months or so how my own selfie and promotional photos looked better than before, because I had upgraded my phone and it was like a massive upgrade. So I've got a Samsung right now, and it's just, if you have one of those phones, most things will look good. Of course, in saying that, other fine details such as lighting, the whole like composition of the photo come into place as well. I guess, again, once you are a professional model and you look back on your photos, you look back at other people's photos, taking your own photos all of a sudden becomes very easy, because you kind of know already how things are meant to look.
Hey, Mike, that's all you need is a better phone and some lighting.
Matt, it was like one of the earliest digital cameras, like that plugged in to a USB.
Oh, right, like probably didn't even have a flash on it.
Yeah, it was poor lighting too.
I'm writing down all these notes that Jasmine is giving, but I also feel like I need a filter that takes about 40 pounds off of a guy's body. And maybe add some hair to the top of my head. And
Jasmine, looking at some of your photos, it's kind of like the way that you arch your back. That's important.
Yeah, it is, especially for females. as much as this sounds really wrong, or it shouldn't really, but I remember I was talking to a couple of photographers, and this was a while back, so what I'm saying may not be exactly accurate. And they were saying when they had to teach male models, like ripped male models, how to pose, all of the time, for them it was like not exactly arching them back, but having a strong position and pushing their crotch forward, so, you know, you'd have right. their abs really tensing.
Yeah. So that's not arching the back, but pushing your crotch forward.
It's well, almost like the Macho Man Randy Savage, where I do like the arm guns and then shove my pelvis out.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, guys,
I think I'm in.
The Daily Motion, is it going to be in January, you think, Jasmine, when the show starts coming out?
Well, I have a lot of things happening in the first 2 months. So there's a slight possibility that the first episode will premiere in February, but it will most likely premiere from late March onwards. However, I will put an announcement before it even happens.
Where's the best place they can follow you then to find out all this information?
Not Instagram. So
you can. I have a backup account, which I'll post on while all of this is happening. So,
Jasmine's got burner accounts.
Oh, that's good. And then you can comment on your own stuff and say, you're doing great.
Yeah. Well, I actually started doing that, but in a different way. I commented on my posts and said, hey guys, follow me here, or yeah. I'm hacked, do this, you know. So
I'm sorry to take you away from the question that Mike had just asked you, but when they do your makeup, mm-hmm. do they put any makeup on your nipples?
What?
No.
What kind of question?
No, like the nipples are all right. I'm just curious. I didn't know if I needed to do anything to my nipples before I took a photo.
No, you don't, unless there are some. I mean, again, I hate saying that people are crazy, but I personally find it bizarre when people want to have colored nipples. I mean, I've heard many different things.
Oh, like to make them darker. Is that what you meant, Matt?
Yeah, like in case I wanted to make them lighter or darker.
Define them more.
Yeah.
Outline them with a Sharpie.
Jasmine, where should the people go to follow you on the social medias there?
So my Twitter is Jasmine_Shojai. So for my Instagrams, I should say, Jasmine Shojai Model is my main one. But in the meantime, everyone can head over to the Jasmine Shojai as well. So they have a few options right there.
Thanks, Jasmine. It was fun talking to you. You should do it again sometime.
Thank you.
Sounds good.
Take care.
Thanks. Bye, Jasmine.
What a drug faker.
Some weird disembodied voice come out of nowhere.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
It was good talking to you. See you later.
He doesn't say anything. He doesn't contribute anything at all. It just thanks her.
It's just like some rando.
I did tell Mike he got ghosted too.
Oh my god.
So you guys really think my penis picture is gone?
Oh no. Yeah, that's well, buried that's somewhere.
You did give it.
Oh, it's there.
Do you think she sent it to any friends?
I think she is a 45-year-old man who's not probably 60.
She has definitely sent it to her friends.
Probably in jail. You're underage, right? So
somebody.
It's funny that you had a gal real quick. It's funny that you had a gal from Mesa, Arizona. Back in the ICQ days, I had a gal named Nyla Joseph from Trinidad, Tobago. And I recently rediscovered her on the internet, and now she's some kind of like, I don't know, like a island singer. She's
Did
like
you
some
guys
kind of
play
singer.
Mafia Wars together, Travis?
No, this was well before that. Facebook was, I mean, this was way pre-Facebook.
Hey, Travis, somebody sent us a fun news headline. You know our favorite website?
The Onion.
Cameo.
Oh, yes.
There is a.
Is this the Mark McGrath?
There's a lady who paid Mark McGrath. I wonder how much Mark McGrath goes.
I think it's $100.
She paid Mark McGrath. I believe in the clip he says this was his very first cameo that he did. She paid him to not, break up with her
not
boyfriend.
His first cameo, his first breakup cameo.
It is so uncomfortable watching that video and him trying to sell. I mean, it's uncomfortable watching Mark McGrath now anyway.
I mean, kudos to him for doing it, Travis. I mean, good for him, right?
But how hard would you be to do that, though?
I mean, he got paid, so what's the difference?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he got paid $100, and it's fine, you know, to do that for 2 minutes or wish somebody a happy birthday. What's the difference? He doesn't know.
Yeah, I would just feel like you'd like refuse that one. Like, I'm not breaking up with your boyfriend for you.
Yeah, man up and do it yourself.
But maybe this guy is a huge Sugar Ray fan.
Well, yeah,
and,
he is.
He figured it would soften the blow.
But
if you are a huge Sugar Ray fan,
it would probably be even worse, wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I would think so.
I mean, that would be like an extra kick in the nuts. Not only is, you know, my hero, the guy who wrote Every Morning There's a Halo Hanging.
Every morning when I wake up, there's a halo hanging.
Yeah.
From my girlfriend's four-post bed.
How about this one? Subway, making sandwiches before your eyes. Isn't that one?
What's up, Braden? It is Mark McGrath from the band Sugar Ray, off the charts, but always in your hearts. And this cameo was booked by Cheyenne. Extra.
Oh, yeah, he was the extra guy. Is he still the extra guy?
I don't think so. That's more.
And she wants you to know a few things. And this is a little difficult for me to say because it's the first one of these I've done. But she wants you to know that you mean a lot to her. You mean the world to her.
You mean the world.
But she's having difficulty staying in this long-distance relationship.
This would be like if somebody paid Robert Englund to tell me my dog died. Right. You know?
That's what I
Travis, you know. This is Freddy Krueger. Invading your dreams. But also, your dog's dead.
Merry Christmas, Travis, because right now I'm fucking getting on Cameo. Find out how much it is. That's all I want now.
Travis, do you think that it would be fun?
So the long distance relationship isn't working out.
It's not working out.
So does Cheyenne just ghost this guy?
Yeah, I guess.
This. Well, this was the breakup. This is it.
Yeah, this is it.
Robert Englund not have a cameo?
It's revealed later on in this that the guy is currently working on his thesis.
Oh, yeah. And then Mark McGrath says what? Good for you.
Hey, if you're working on your thesis, then things are looking up, buddy. I mean, he gives it his all. He tries really hard, Travis.
And he says, but gosh, guess this was poor timing.
Travis, I just thought of a funny new bit. Let's find cheap cameo people and just have them deliver really bad news.
And so
just make up people. Be like, hey Karen, this cameo is from Ryan. He just wanted you to let you know that mom is dead.
Your dad is really sick. He's got terminal cancer, but you're going to be okay because you're going for your GED.
So, if they're in a long distance relationship and she got Mark McGrath to do this for her, that just pretty much equals she's fucking somebody else right now, right?
Oh, for sure. Definitely.
Yeah, 100%.
And she felt so guilty that she had to pay Mark McGrath to do this.
Right. His favorite lead singer.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, off the charts, but number one in your hearts.
I'm telling you guys, Cameo, don't sleep on Cameo. It's so much fun.
So do you mind if I pivot to my other
pivot
story
pivot.
That I told you pre-show?
Drunk, let's hear your other story, Drunk.
So, Travis and Matt, whenever...
You know, as the show is going on, I think his voice has gotten better, Travis.
Yeah, he's really
weird.
Maybe
it's really the
healing power of the dub fod.
Mm. Has to be.
Like, you know, you get together with buddies... You have a few laughs, and you're healed.
Travis. The healing power of laughter and friendship.
So, anywho,
great to pay $135 to Ernie Hudson to tell your wife that you're going to have to file for bankruptcy.
He gambled all your money away, honey. He was betting on the ponies.
$45.
Who you gonna call?
But when you can't afford to make the mortgage payment.
$45 to arrow Stephen Amell to tell your kids there's going to be no Santa Claus this year.
Can't afford it. They cut overtime at work.
Sorry, no presents. Santa's going to skip our house. I paid Arrow CW star Stephen Amell $100 to tell you.
Travis, what I'm talking about is finding like the bottom of the bottle, like Instagram influencers who do them for $5 or something. And just have them deliver the worst fucking news. Just be like, they'll be so happy that they finally got a cameo.
And you know what? If this is something that the listener is interested in, and I hope it is, go ahead and support us on Patreon.com because we will take your Patreon support and just buy these cameos.
You can get the Soup Nazi for $60, and he can tell you that...
$60 for the fucking Soup Nazi?
I don't actually think that's that bad.
No soup for you! Also, yeah. You're evicted!
No house for you!
Guys, Drunk has another story.
Bank is foreclosing.
Yeah, forget it. It's fine.
Drunk, tell the story. Drunk.
That's drunk.
Fine. Don't get bashful, Drunk. No, tell the story.
You guys are talking about cameos. Funny, huh?
No.
Uncle Hall's Uncle Hall's really taking it to heart that you compared him to the MAGA challenge guy. He's mad at you in the challenge.
Did it or did it not sound like
it? Sounded just like him. He's being a baby. Go ahead and tell your story, Drunk.
I'm fine.
Jesus.
So Drunk's pick of the week.
Hey guys, Drunk's not going to tell the story, Travis. Do you believe this shit? He takes 3 weeks off. He's out.
My interest.
He's out vacationing.
He said specifically, Matt, Travis.
Yeah. He comes back. He has a story, and then he gets our dicks half hard.
All I get out is Matt and Travis. You guys start talking about something else.
But my whistle is wet now. No, please,
we were finishing our brilliant cameo bit.
Dried
Drunk.
Back up. So
Drunk, tell the story.
It happens.
Drunk, tell the story.
Which is why, so you can cut me off and get into.
I'm muting everyone except you.
I don't want you to mute.
Tell the story.
All right, fine. So when it comes to like. Going out or getting delivery, me personally am basically a big vagina and will take it as it comes. So today, I ordered pizza from one of the big three national companies.
Tell us who it is.
At 503, right?
It is Domino's.
So it's. Oh. It's 5:03.
Well, it was Domino's, right?
It was Domino's, yeah.
5:03 p.m.
Why are you protecting those cunts? Just name names, Drunk. The people, they need to know.
Pizza insurance.
Don't buy a Nissan and don't eat Domino's is where this is going. It is Drunk's picks of the week is to not go to those places.
So you ordered at 5:03.
You ordered Domino's.
The app says it's going to take 33 minutes.
Right.
So, of course. Sweet. Reasonable.
Well, I mean, I've worked in the pizza industry before, and in the back of my head, it's like, 5 o'clock, that's when drivers start coming in. It's still pre-dinner rush. This will be here in no time.
Right.
I get my pizza at 6:24.
What?
Yeah. And, you know, Domino's, they have the pizza tracker. It was in that guy's car at 5:48. So that means it was in his car for 36 minutes.
That's not a quality pizza anymore.
I think the tracker lies to you. I don't think the tracker is a real estimate of time. I actually think they speed that along. They make you think it's done. It's on its way. So that you're not like calling the store to be like, where the fuck's
right,
the driver?
Right, you go look at the pizza tracker and then you don't bother calling them.
Annoyed in that 30 minutes or less shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so what do you guys do if you get a hour and 20 minute old pizza and it's in the guy's car for 36 minutes?
Now,
if it was for a decent pizza joint that wasn't one of the big chain restaurants, I'd maybe be like, okay, depending on what it looked like. But if it was Domino's or Pizza Hut or something, I'd be like, I don't want this anymore.
But
get out of here with this bullshit.
I don't think I would care.
Like, yeah. I know what I'm getting. I'm kind of with Drunk. Like, I'm not going to complain about
you already knew you were like getting that. Trash, and so you don't expect much.
But yeah, I'd like to have hot trash though.
Yeah, that's the thing. It was cold trash.
Oh my god, I'd call and complain
because I mean it is 30 degrees here in St. Louis, so.
I don't have the energy to complain about that to get the coupon, but yeah, I mean,
I kind of agree with you.
Great. Like,
honestly, I can't even remember the last time that like I called and complained.
The last time it was for me was like 2 or 3 years ago. It was Pizza Hut, and the only reason I did it is because it was completely inedible.
Like if I don't get something, I don't go back.
It was so burnt that I couldn't.
Like if I go to fast food and I go through the drive-through, you know, like end up leaving, and I look at my bag, like, oh, they fucked this up, or oh, they messed that up, like. Yeah, it was part of the gamble.
Do you just say serves me right for getting this shit anyway?
Well, I think it balances because I don't know if you recall the time that I told you within the last handful of months that I had ordered in the drive thru from Arby's a chicken bacon Swiss, and it had been a while since I had one, and I got back to work and I took a bite out of it, and it was just a chicken sandwich, and I'm like, fuck you, this sucks. But
it sucks for sure. Like
It's still said, but like a handful of months before that, I had gone through Burger King and I had ordered one of those 10-piece nuggets for 99 cents, and they put 2 10-piece nuggets in my bag. And I was like, well, I guess it's like yin and yang, right? It's all a balance.
Well, I think that's because you didn't realize they were running the special buy one, get one free.
So 20 nuggets, 99 cents.
So Travis is calling back and complaining, and the other three of us are just
putting up
with our cold trash.
We just take
it. I always put up with it. Like, I just kind of always, at any time, like, I've gone to Taco Bell, and that's one of my favorite restaurants to go to, and they always get my order wrong. I never say anything.
Like, listen, I'm still sore. This happened 20 plus years ago, and I'm still sore about the time that I went to Burger King to get a rodeo cheeseburger, came back to work when I worked at Walmart, and there was literally no burger patty on it.
You know,
it was the bun, the barbecue sauce, and two onion rings.
I think no this is burger just like it. Maybe the addiction part of it for
Travis
me.
Has been
but
on
like
the show for what, 6 years, I think I've heard that story like 6 times.
Yeah. Because it's ridiculous. How do you forget to put the burger patty on it? So they like call, like they just thought, they didn't even know when I called them. They're like, what? I said, yeah, I'm sitting here looking at an empty bun, assholes.
Travis, I ever tell you about the time that I saw a wiener dog eating a pumpkin?
No. Did I ever tell you about the time I saw a seagull eating fried chicken bones? Okay. Well, we'll skip that.
On Cameo, Stormy Daniels is listed for $250, and she's credited as a model, author, and politics.
Wow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man, you guys talk about the drive-thru. I miss the drive-thru.
I don't know what that means.
Well, I mean, they can't understand me right now, so I have to actually like go in to order.
Oh, you got to write
every time
note?
I go through the drive-thru.
This is not true. You are going
apps.
Inside of a fast food restaurant
every time for the last 6 years.
Use that app, baby. Use the app.
Do it in the app.
That's too many apps.
His fucking life is so inconvenienced that he's actually going into. This isn't real. This is fake. This is a fake thing that's happening.
I'd starve before I walked into carry out McDonald's.
What? I couldn't tell you the last time I walked into a fast food restaurant.
It's really not that big of a deal. It's just a minor inconvenience.
Well, they don't treat you with priority when you go up to the counter.
That's actually
a lie.
Last time I went to Popeyes and got me a chicken sandwich, I was in and out before two cars even moved. So,
they want all those weird chicken sandwich people out of their fucking restaurant.
Drunk, do you
Pauly
have
Shore what, is $250, guys.
Do you That's have ridiculous. What you'd say is a pick of the week?
So Drunk's pick of the week, it kind of is what you were talking about earlier.
The voice is getting better. As the show's going on, the voice has gotten better. I think that maybe Drunk was putting it on a little bit earlier, you think, Travis? And now he's all worked up, and now he's... Mm. You think that's what it is?
I feel like Drunk is very transparent. I feel like what you see
drunk,
is what you get.
Yeah,
I don't think he's putting
on
any airs.
That's just me being...
I don't think I could.
Me being a paranoid.
How is Pauly Shore $250? But fucking Freddie Prinze Jr. is $150.
Once he gets down the rabbit hole, he can't stop.
Yeah, yeah. None of the pricing makes sense, Matt.
Freddie Prinze Jr. was in Star Wars?
No, he wasn't. That's a lie.
It's credited. He's credited in Star Wars.
He's probably in like a Tusken Raider outfit or some shit. There's all sorts of assholes in those costumes. Hold on. So
the wife is shaking her head yes.
Well, why don't we have her tell us what he was in that Star Wars?
Oh, animated. He's animated.
Oh, like Star Wars Rebels?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Drunk, pick of the week.
So, it's kind of like what you were talking about earlier with the don't buy a Nissan, don't go to Domino's kind of pick of the week. But my pick of the week is the Netflix special Broken. I was pretty much yelling at it the whole time.
It's a special.
Please tell us what this is about.
So this is an anti pick of the week. This is to not watch something.
Well, it kind of depends. So, the first episode was basically about how trash furniture is made, and it kind of.
So it's a series.
Yeah. How everything's made out of particle board, and the main culprit's IKEA, and how everybody shops at IKEA, and how IKEA is single-handedly destroying the forest and bullshit like this. And, like, I just find myself yelling at this Netflix special, like, the whole damn time. So if you want to hate watch something...
Drunk is defending furniture, Travis.
Well... So part of it is like
it's on brand.
They were getting sued for, you know, dressers falling on babies because they're like shoddily made or whatever.
Right.
But in the instruction manual, it tells you to fucking anchor your damn dresser to the wall. And if you got kids, you got to fucking watch your kids and anchor your shit to the wall. Your shit's supposed to be baby proofed.
Right.
So
yeah,
how
but,
are you gonna sue
if,
IKEA for them having faulty furniture when they told you to fucking anchor your shit in the first place?
But I mean, like, you know, if you got a dead baby on your hands, what are you gonna do? You gotta
obviously you gotta sue everybody because you're mad. But
you gotta sue everybody.
Sue somebody.
Your baby's dead.
So yeah, that's a lot of me yelling at the TV.
In the chat, Uncle Hall says, "Stop straining him, Mike. You prick." I'm not prompting Drunk to. Drunk's his own man.
Drunk is enraged at this goddamn show, and he wants to tell us.
Drunk came here and risked his health to deliver his message.
Yeah, you
to the
seemed
people.
Like you were upset with me last week that I didn't come.
Oh, okay, yeah. So it is me. I'm straining you. I'm sorry.
No, but I will say he did seem a little upset with it.
Stop.
He wasn't actually. We were actually very concerned with your well-being
when you went on. I love you guys. You guys
I'm not a puppet master, guys. Drunk is his own man, and he's passionate about IKEA furniture.
I was really excited to come this week because it's been a couple weeks, and you know,
Mike is no Andre Toulon.
He misses his pals.
I do. I did.
You got your fill?
No, you get your fill. Like, skip a week now.
I'll see you guys in January.
Yeah, well, we're taking a couple weeks off here pretty soon. So, guys, I'll tell you what, to let you know, we're doing a couple more shows in December, and then we're taking the rest of December off, and the beginning of January will be...
The year of the rat.
The year of the rat. Not only the year of the rat drunk, but it'll be our 10th anniversary. Our first show was the January in 2010. So
Is 2020 the year of bits?
You believe you invested 10 years of your life into this?
WFOD 10 years of mayhem, Travis.
Oh, you're gonna have to hashtag every single posting about the show with that.
We need a logo. We need to make t-shirts and give it to our devoted dickheads, Travis.
So
we need to celebrate this.
If it's 10 years of you, does that mean there's been 9 years of me?
How many
an entire decade
independent Jeez. Podcasts, Travis, have not only remained very consistent,
consistently bad.
Well, I'm saying consistently delivering content week after week for a goddamn decade. There's not any, guys.
This podcast has been going. My boy's birthday today, and he just turned 8. So this show's been going on 2 years longer than he's been alive.
So, and you should tell him that every day, Travis. You should say, yeah. I have podcasts older than you.
Yep.
Next year's slogan, Dubfod, a decade of mediocrity.
I try really hard, Drunk. Come on.
Yeah, I don't know.
We're tryhards. Don't get us wrong. But no matter how hard we try, we're just mediocre.
I'm cutting all of that out, Drunk.
Matt, do you got a pick of the week?
It's not true. Matt, pick of the week.
I don't know why it's been getting hate, but that 3.5 hour long The Irishman on Netflix.
Trash.
Pretty entertaining.
I fell asleep twice.
I can't wait to see it. I've not been able to. I've been not been able to carve out the 3.5 hours to watch it.
I watched it over 2 days, and I will say it's long, so be prepared.
Well, when you're just cooped up in a hotel room, I mean,
Scorsese has not made a bad motion picture, and I doubt he made one this time. So I'm in.
Bunch of olds running around acting like tough guys. A bunch of old
Scorsese.
Also, the lead singer of Plain White Tees, $25 on Cameo.
Really?
Oh, did they make the Hey There, Delilah TV show yet? Yeah, must not have.
Hey there,
that's $25.
Hey there, Travis.
Travis, pick of the week.
Travis's pick of the week is pretty lame. Everybody's probably also picking this all over the internet, but the Mandalorian, consistently entertaining, the Baby Yoda show. Is my cup of Star Wars tea. Episode
fucking amazing.
The first two fucking episodes amazing. Were great, and then the third episode blew my balls off. Like, the third episode was just mwah. And
I'm going to tell you something right now. I wish to fucking God that every entity, comic books, Marvel, DC, would take a page out of what The Mandalorian is doing. And just, it doesn't have to be tied in. We can have this kind of one-off stories, this fun adventure with these characters in a universe that we like. And that's what it is.
Yeah,
and
these are characters you are not familiar with. There's things that you've seen before, ancillary things that make you real. You know, it grounds it in the Star Wars universe. But it's not main characters that we know. It's the same races and things, but it's like a samurai Western flick with an amazing lead character.
Favreau is a fucking genius.
Adorable fucking Baby Yoda thing that just every time it's on screen, I can't get enough of it. Whatever Favreau did in like relation with like Lucasfilm, it's just fucking every episode.
They
I'm just like,
you
holy shit.
Roped in with something cute.
Oh, like, God, this
oh,
last
look,
episode
cute
with the
thing.
He's sipping his soup is just like, mwah.
They're like,
wonderful.
Oh, God, do you know how many baby Groots we sold? Let's make a baby Yoda.
Yeah.
Cha-ching. They got you.
And it's genius that they hit it. Like, the fact that he didn't,
nobody
you know, because
knew.
Usually a corporate entity would be like, guess what's coming? But it was just like a surprise. Like, it's the Mandalorian. We're not showing you any of this. And then all of a sudden, look, it's a baby Yoda.
Well, yeah, no, it's a secondary thing. They got the initial clicks because it's a Star Wars show.
Yeah.
And then a couple episodes in, they're like, hey, we got a cute thing that you're going to buy Funko Pops of.
Oh, and we will.
Yeah, there'll be plenty of them.
They got
and you. And you have to know that Scott Stapp, $150 on Cameo.
Scott Stapp is on Cameo?
Friend of the show. Scott Stapp, friend of the show.
Wow.
Wait, we talked to Scott Stapp?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Quite a few years ago when he was on the run from the Martians or whatever.
Man, it's hard to remember. You know, it's been so long. A decade of madness.
So
did
Matt,
you talk to Scott Stapp? Is that real?
If you look at that site, if you go to the top right-hand corner, there's an X. Hit that button or else you'll never fucking stop.
Mike will send you the link to our Scott Stapp episode if you want to listen to it. Mike, what's your pick of the week?
The Scott Stapp episode is my pick of the week, Travis.
All right, perfect.
I'll put it up on Facebook. Guys, just a couple more shows left of 2019. Thanks for hanging out with us. We'll see you next week. And then we're off. That might be it. That might be it. Maybe two more? Is there two more, Travis?
There's two more episodes left.
Who can keep track?
Two left. All right. Bye.
Guns out. Funds out.
Guys, that's it for this installment of WFOD. If you enjoyed it, subscribe so you don't miss the next one. Special thanks to Jasmine Shojai for joining us this week. Be sure to check out her reality series coming on dailymotion.com pretty soon. Guys, our entire back catalog is on WFODshow.com. So if you're behind, you have plenty to catch up on there. There's 400 something episodes on there, and I recommend a good 350 of them, I'll tell you. If you'd like to listen to us live, we're live every Tuesday night on strangelabel.com. There's a bunch of other shows on that network, all of which are worth checking. Guys, we got you covered on your audio entertainment. You follow us on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook. You just search WFO Dicks. Email us, Mike, Travis, Matt, or Drunk at WFODshow.com. Give us a call. Leave us a voicemail or call us when we're live. Phone number is 636-487-HAND. Special thanks to our Patreon sponsors. They're what keep the wheels turning. Brian Kranz, Liquid Lozenge, and Val. If you would like to be a Patreon sponsor, it's patreon.com/WFODicks. We will see you next week. Take care. Goodbye.
Lots of good stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself. Bye.
Making sandwiches before your eyes.